Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 21st of December. I'm Maria Grant, and you're listening to The Courier Daily. As Christmas and New Year are coming up, we have one thing on our minds: food. I'll be joined by Head of Food and Drink, Julia Bryce, and we'll chat about what places in Tayside and Fife, from restaurants to takeaways, are open this festive season, where we plan to visit next year, and about some of our foodie favourites for Christmas.
This Christmas, never miss an important story affecting our communities. Join us this festive season and become a subscriber today, because local matters. Visit thecourier.co.uk/subscribe.
Now back to our featured story. I'm joined by Head of Food and Drink and my team leader, Julia Bryce, to talk all things festive food. So Julia, what businesses are going to be open over Christmas in Hogmanay?
Well, as you'd expect, it'll be mainly hotels, restaurants, bars, all those kind of places. Although I can imagine the likes of like the farm shops will also kind of be like fully operational. Some places do seem to be closing for the break, but they mainly are, you know, like the likes of smaller cafes or street food vendors that maybe just need a little bit of a break over the festive period. But I think, you know, because of the restrictions last year, I guess it really means that everyone's just kind of wanting to kind of stay open. And of course, it's one of hospitality's busiest times, and hopefully they'll all make a lot of money. But you've got businesses as well, like, you know, those dining experiences, the likes of like Dean Banks's kind of Heart at Home. They will definitely still be operating, and I guess just like finding out as much food as they can throughout as well.
Yeah, I actually did a list of places to head for Hogmanay meal on the Courier website not that long ago. If you're feeling fancy, Russocks in St Andrews is open for festive dining in their restaurants, 18 in the Bridge. And then on the other end of the scale, you've got Perth Road pub, The Brace, that's offering both Christmas and New Year's dinners if you'd rather have burgers and onion rings and fries. We've also got a fair few takeaways open, including Carn Tandoori and Mandarin Garden in Dundee, if you need a wee bit of a break from the turkey and the pigs in blankets. And starting a new tradition this year is Perth restaurant Tabla. So on Christmas Day, owner Praveen Kumar and his family will be giving out free takeaway lunch to families in need who can't afford a Christmas dinner this year, and he's got pakoras and biryani on the menu. And Tabla is actually one of the restaurants I hope to go visit next year, among many others, of course, in Tayside and Fife. But what are some of yours, Julia?
That sounds so nice what Praveen's doing. I love that. For next year, I am desperate to get down to the Shack Street Food in Dundee. So they won Street Food Vendor of the Year at the Menu Food and Drink Awards this year, and I have heard Jill's burgers are next level. So seeing how happy she was winning on the night, I'm sure that they're going to be great. So that's on my list. I'm also keen to explore a little bit more of Fife. I've got the likes of the Pete Inn, the Cellar, Craig Miller at 16 West End. There's Duke in St Andrews that they do these amazing sandwiches, so I'm desperate to get one of those. And where else? Oh, the Cruzo in Ely, just after their massive refurb. I think that will be top of my list, actually. Shockingly, I haven't made it to one of the Bowhouse markets yet, so I am super eager to check them out. And I've also had to postpone my visit to our Beaky Distillery quite a few times now, which is quite bad. But I'm really, really keen to get there, check out the food, and get a couple of tours that they've got running under my belt as well. Supper clubs. I really love a supper club. So there's an East Nuke supper club which launched earlier this year, and I really fancy getting along to one of those. That's hosted at East Nuke Salt Company's premises in St Monans. I think that would be such a treat. Mary Petey, who's kind of heading it up, she's an excellent chef, was at the Dory, so I'm really keen to try out her food in, I guess, a bit of a different setting, in a salt distillery kind of factory place. I think that would be really interesting. The Menu magazine columnist as well, and MasterChef finalist Sarah Rankin, I can't forget her. She also hosts her own supper clubs, and I would love to get a seat at the table to try out some of her food. In and around Perthshire, there's Glenturret Lilik. Now that is a little bit fancy, so that's somewhere that I've always dreamed of going, but that is definitely going to be for a special occasion. And I would also love to try Littles. They won Restaurant of the Year at the awards as well, and for me, that is an absolute must. But talking of good food, Maria, what is it that you're going to be tucking into this Christmas? Tell me, any favourites?
Oh, many favourites. I'm at home in Norway for this Christmas, but being in Norway, Christmas dinner means a lot of meat on the plate, and I'm not a meat eater. So along all the pork and the sausages and the meatballs and whatnot, my mum will make me baked salmon for Christmas Eve, which is when we celebrate. Then for Christmas Day, I go to my gran's for dinner and she'll usually make me halibut. So I eat a little bit of different fish over Christmas, but I'm also a huge fan of mushroom Wellington. So I'll make that for New Year's Eve and I make sure that there's enough for my family as well in case they want to dabble in the veggie food. I think you Scots like quite a lot of trimmings and we have a little bit less of that in Norway, but we do some veg and peas and Brussels sprouts I love. Are you going to be tucking into the sprouts, Julia?
I'm going to leave my sprouts allocation for you, Maria, because I am not a fan, not a fan at all. We're quite traditional in my household, so usually we'll just have turkey if there's just a few of us, but this year there's 22 of us at my boyfriend's house, so that's going to be interesting. Although what I will say is we've got everything from like monkfish and salmon as mains. We'll also have a little bit of ham, which I'm looking forward to, and the usual trimmings, as you've said, like the mashed roast ties, all the good stuff. The stuffing, though, always has to be homemade, in my opinion, and there's got to be pigs in blankets. I know that you obviously won't agree with me in that sense, Maria, but yeah, there's gotta be. Gosh, I'm feeling full just talking about it. Yeah, so there always has to be a cheese board to go for later as well, although I'm usually found eyeing up the desserts and kind of raking through all the boxes of chocolates that you get at Christmas, and always kind of take my favourites first because they're usually gone in my household if you wait too long. At my mum's, there's usually always a trifle. I'm not sure if we'll have a trifle this year, but I have heard that sticky toffee pudding is on the cards and that is my all-time favourite dessert, so I am fair chuffed. I will sometimes make cocktails in the evening if I'm feeling fancy. And I'm thinking of taking some of my whiskey collection with me to have a dram or two with those who are up for it. Whiskey and cheese, or like chocolate, is very, very good and totally underrated in my opinion.
It sounds like you're not going to be going hungry this Christmas. And whiskey and cheese is a tradition I might have to steal because that sounds amazing. Can you tell that we're looking forward to the festive food already? But if you're not full yet, you can find all of the stories from us, the food and drink team, on the Courier website. Thanks for joining us today on the Courier Daily. Don't forget to check out the website for more local news. Find us at thecourier.co.uk. If you're enjoying the show, give us a rating wherever you get your podcasts and don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Make sure you check back tomorrow for all the local news that you need to know. The Courier, local matters.